Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon does join us right now, as he does each week at this time, to give us the ETF of the week. And there's nobody I'd rather talk to about ETFs than Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETFtrends.com, where they don't just look at his picks and what he likes or dislikes. They cover the ETF industry like, well, nobody's business, or maybe more importantly, like it's their business. Like they own it. They cover it from soup to nuts, from the newest of new funds to what's closing and what are all the developments in between. Beyond going to the website, you can follow them on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's back on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Global X U.S. Infrastructure Development ETF, ticker symbol PAVE.
PAVE, the Global X U.S. Infrastructure ETF. This has got to be a play on the new president, right?
Well, it is. Donald Trump's already signaled that his intentions are increasing infrastructure spending by $1 trillion. Along with deregulation, along with tax cuts, which hopefully all collectively would further support infrastructure projects. So with that in mind, and you know, even this week we're hearing him on the news talking about infrastructure and getting plans going, here's an ETF that's real specific. It's got companies in there like Rockwell and Eaton, Fortive, all components of this index which make up companies that are in the electrical component and equipment area, construction and engineering, steel, railroads, trading and distribution companies, whether you're behind it or not. But if you feel that the Trump administration is going to have some impact here, if you feel that they actually are going to spend anywhere close to $1 trillion, these companies are in a position to benefit from that. And it's not just a short-term period of time. It's probably for at least the four-year period that he's in office. Another case, Chuck, and you and I talk about that all the time, it's really important to have core positions, diversification, low expense ratios, tax efficiencies of ETFs. But now, as more and more investors become comfortable with ETFs, you're really in a position to cherry-pick certain sectors, and some like this, thinly sliced sectors, that might have an advantage over other areas of the market. With PAVE, it's kind of unique in its nomenclature here, but I think what we've seen here is an opportunity for investors to really early on catch an uptrend that might be in place for an extended period of time.
When you talk about this one slicing it thin, that is probably a plus here and not a minus. Some people might say, well, look, don't I want a manager and go with an active fund in this space where I've got somebody who's saying, let's drill down and find out who's really going to benefit and which are the companies that are going to get the contracts, et cetera. In this case, what you've got is a fund that is focused on infrastructure and that seems to do a pretty good job of excluding some of the ancillary investments that infrastructure companies get into, because infrastructure also includes, for example, our power grid. But when Trump is talking about infrastructure, he's not really talking about we have to invest in the power grid. He's talking about infrastructure, roads, and all that other sort of stuff. So this is really built to make sure that you get that pure play on the Trump bump that is expected in those sectors, right?
Well, that's it. And also, as you say, in a diversified way, nobody really knows what contracts are going to come up for bid, who's going to get them. So within this space, you're hedging your bets, let's say, by buying an index. So if you feel that overall this sector of the market is going to advance because a good percentage of these companies are going to be positively influenced by the spending that's going to be going on, here's a way to participate.
Is this a 200-day moving average play, especially because it is a play on the political scene?
I think that's the safety net here, because who knows? Maybe some of his plans and mandates he won't get through. And if that's the case, it would any positive momentum might turn negative. If that's the case, or if, in fact, let's say something happens where we happen to go into a recession and we have to cut back on spending, if that trend changes, it's really easy to just keep an eye on the 200-day average of this ETF. And for the average investor who doesn't have time to follow the market, this is something that you might want to not participate in because it could be volatile. On the other hand, if you do have time, if you do have cash on the sidelines, you enjoy following the markets, and you do have the discipline to follow trends, this is one of those trends to consider.
And this is for use of your cash that's on the sidelines. That's where you're going to tilt your portfolio and what you're going to use here, right?
Well, I would say so. Another thing, Chuck, you and I have talked about on the fixed income side, as we're starting to see the Fed now really get some momentum in hiking interest rates, there are portions of your fixed income portfolio, especially the long treasury portion, that really could be effective. So I think more and more advisors and advisors that I'm talking to are saying, look, these are those periods of time where you may have a 60-40 allocation equity to fixed income, where you might even want to put more on the equity side because those long duration exposures and treasuries might even be more risky than areas of the stock market. So pay attention to the portfolio most importantly, but I think a 3% position in this, as long as you're following the trend, might do well for you over the next 4 years.
It's the Global X U.S. Infrastructure Development ETF, ticker symbol PAVE, PAVE. And yeah, the next 4 years, well, that is distinctly a targeted Trump play for, as Tom said, up to 3% of your portfolio, using that 200-day moving average as a bit of your insurance against the move against this fund. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFTrends. Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon.